There is a kind of, as this melancholy tone, there's this melancholiness, this sense that he's a clown. There's a kind of Keatonish or Chaplin-esque quality to Tomorrow in this book. It feels like this kind of drives, I mean, since you're Irish, this, in some ways this comes down to you from Beckett. Is that true, or is that being reductive?
Yes, I think that in a way all Irish writing is at a certain level, again I would emphasize at a certain level, is comic. I think the Irish vision, insofar as one can ever speak of a national vision, is essentially comic in a very melancholy, sometimes self-destructive way. When I set out to write a scene which inevitably will have to be tragic or sad or pathetic, comedy will creep in. But this is not something that I impose on the books. It's what I get from life. I mean, to me, the tragic and the appalling is always attended by the most grotesque comedy. All you have to do is look in the right corner of the room, mm-hmm. and something grotesque and comic will be going on. It's a matter of choosing. I mean, all art is a matter of choosing. What to say, you know, which aspect of a scene to emphasize. Of course, this is where the artist shows his hand, but it does seem to me that it's... that it is, I mean, life to me seems to be a comic in a melancholy and very beautiful way. I mean, I have to emphasize that one of the main things that I'm after, if you like, in the books, in art, is a sense of the beauty and tenderness of the world. I mean, Freddie himself has a part in the Book of Evidence where he talks about the world being, and this is about the only piece of fiction that I've ever written that is absolutely my own view. It's just a sort of half page where he says that he considers that the world wasn't meant for us, that we're here by some kind of cosmic blunder, because the world is too tender and too gentle to contain people like us. And he says, you know, what about the people who are meant for here, these gentle earthlings over there on the other side of the galaxy? And he says, no, they would have been extinct long ago, because how could they have survived in a world that was meant to contain us? And I do believe that. I mean, one only has to look at the newspapers or television news, especially these days, when a new mini-Holocaust is happening in the midst of Europe. You know, one doesn't want to. I mean, this is bathos to bring in vast tragedies to illustrate an artistic point. But it's more than an artistic point that I'm making. It's a point that life itself seems to me a hellish place, and yet a hellish thing, and the world seems a hellish place, and yet a place vibrating with beauty and with tenderness as well. This is the strange paradox that we're caught in. It's what makes life interesting, what makes it precious. And that's one of the things, one of the main things that I want to communicate in the books. So that, as I said, your description at the start of my sort of gothic imagination, I don't see it that way. I see it merely as trying to present the world that I know, to present it in all its vividness.
With that, I'm afraid we have to close.